I was talking to someone the other day about the trees and the leaves, and I said, man, the fall colors this year are better than that. And then I caught myself, because I think I say that every year. But when you see a stand of maples ablaze with red and orange and yellow at peak season, blue sky in the background, it's like you've never seen it before. Like you've never seen anything so beautiful before. It breaks your heart that you can't bottle it up. So let's savor this autumn as much as possible and sample the view from Jenkins Mountain on today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by the Au Sable River Association, building solutions for flood resilience in Adirondack communities. Learn more at ausableriver.org.
Let's begin.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, October 15th. First up, police are investigating a racist and homophobic note posted last week at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. According to the university, the note was put up in a common room in one of the student dorms on Thursday. A statement from the school's vice chancellor called it, quote, a cowardly violation of human rights, saying it was meant to foster hate towards Indigenous and queer members of the university. CBC Toronto obtained a copy of the note, which includes threats of violence and scalping. The university's Indigenous Student Center hosted a sacred fire event this morning. The native ritual is intended to provide support for anyone affected by the note. The fall color this year just keeps going and going. It's still absolutely gorgeous, even in parts of the Adirondack High Country where the trees are slightly past their peak. We've already sampled some of the beauty here on the radio over the last couple weeks with a canoe trip to the Chubb River near Lake Placid and a hike up Catamount near Wilmington. Brian Mann and I hiked up Jenkins Mountain recently near Paul Smith's College. It's the longest journey, roughly 9 miles round trip. It's not hard, really, but the views are some of the best in the North Country. Here's our postcard.
So where are we?
We are at Paul Smith. We just left the Paul Smith's Vic, and we're climbing this big, wide, basically a road almost feels like. It's very gentle. We're on our way to Jenkins Mountain, which I don't know anything about.
I've never been up there either. And people rave about this little mountain.
Near peak fall colors right now. So super excited to see what it looks like, what the carpet looks like when we get up there.
Already just on the trail, leaves and kind of a classic fall day. My first impression of this is that it's just a lovely walk. Yeah. Which hiking is sort of one thing, but just a really open path like this where you can walk side by side, really beautiful, but not intense. It's lovely.
We really are at walk in the woods level of hiking for sure.
Yeah.
We passed a couple, beautiful reflecting little beaver ponds or leaves on the trees, sort of casting that nice glow all around us. Blue skies, perfect sun, but it's at the temperature where I keep on going right in between just a t-shirt and putting on a long sleeve t-shirt on top, where you can feel the crispness of autumn. We went from the old logging road to a more sort of typical single track trail, but it's following along this really long, appears to be like an esker.
We're walking through the woods, but then we're looking directly out into the canopy of lower trees. Yeah. So it's a neat combination.
It's almost like we're on like a sort of elevated walkway, yeah.
The skyline trail.
The skyline trail.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. Yeah. We're just walking through color, just on the ground beneath us, leaves patterned and looking out now because we're up a little higher. You can really look into the reds and yellows. There's a mix in the ferns of radiant green, almost spring-like green, but then that bronze color, that's really a sign of fall here. So glad to get up here.
Yeah.
So funny how these places in the park that I've just never gotten to over the years. Oh my God. David, look at that.
Well, here we are, very close to the top, if not at the top. All the colors, the reds and the yellows. Nice and beautiful sunny day. Some really beautiful rivers and lakes. And there's the St. Regis Fire Tower.
And they're just chickadees all around us. Really, like, burnt red in the foreground, yellows and greens in the distance.
All the little jewels of the St. Regis canoe area. Little dots of water.
So pretty. Jenkins Mountain, what do you think?
Wow, it was just perfect for this day. Perfect for a real jaunt. Like, this was not a hard hike, but an amazing, amazing view.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, like new places to explore in a different part of the park.
I'm Brian Mann, North Country Public Radio.
And I'm David Summerstein at the Paul Smith's Vic on the Jenkins Mountain Trail. You can see photos of this trip at ncpr.org. We've gathered all of our audio postcards and outings for all seasons all across the North Country on one handy-dandy map. So no matter where you are, you can just pick an area, check it out on the map, and find a great outing wherever you are. Bookmark this page, ncpr.org/outdoor map. That's ncpr.org/outdoor map. We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. Music today by Anatak and Gillicuddy. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.